I remember my dad and I was just a young kid. Tanks came in our village, and they told us everybody got to report to the square. They said they're going to kill everybody. I had a cousin. He lived right next to the square there. The Italians, they put, I remember he had a tank of gas. They put some mattresses, and they put his house. They burned the house in front of everybody.
Just to prove a point.
Yeah, lucky they didn't kill anybody.
So I know because of all these hardships, Dad, a lot of people left Greece and they came to America, the land of opportunity. And
oh, yes.
Tell me about your trip, Dad, from Greece. You know, you came with your sister halfway across the world. How old were you when you got on the ship? 16 years?
16 years of age, yeah. It was an American, SS Exeter, the name of the boat. Before we got out to the Atlantic Ocean, they said it's going to be a fire drill. And we see everybody, ladies and men, everybody started wearing their life jackets. We didn't know what was going on.
Well, it's because you didn't know any English, right?
Yes, that's true.
Like, they said fire drill, and everybody on the ship knew what to do except for you and your sister.
So my sister said, well, let's go in our room and get ours, too. We thought this is the end. We grabbed our life jacket. We ran upstairs, and there were four boats that started lowering down. As soon as the boats touched the water, it's all over. We got afraid. You know, we thought the ship is going to sink or something.
So obviously you finally made it to America.
Oh, approaching the harbor of New York, the skyscrapers and the Statue of Liberty. Amazing. We stayed one night. Then they put us on a train, and we came up to Cincinnati train station.
The Cincinnati Union Terminal. Yeah. You had your uncle waiting for you. Why he picked Cincinnati of all, you know, most of the Greeks were going to the big cities like Boston, New York, Chicago.
Well, I don't know why.
Why Cincinnati?
From our little village, there was eight guys in Cincinnati. My uncle came 1919, and they're working on the railroad. And I heard eight people that used to live in one room just to save money.
Well, I know when you came, you obviously didn't know the language. You and your sister had no English whatsoever, but your uncle put you in the local high school?
With my sister, we went to Hughes High School. At night, they had a class for foreign people. That helped me a lot.
But your life is, I remember you told me as a student, all you did was school and work. School and work.
I didn't have much time. From Western Hills, the school was out 3 p.m., it took me 1 hour to go to Camp Washington, Chile, 3 buses. Then every time in the afternoon, if I had a little chance, I did my homework. I didn't have much time.
What were your first jobs when you first started at the restaurant? Obviously, you weren't making the chili. What were you doing there?
Cleaning tables, washing dishes.
And your only job for 60-some years, Dad?
Yeah.
So in high school, Dad, I know you said you became a U.S. citizen. Tell me about that experience again.
I became a citizen 1956. It was a simple question. Who discovered America? Who was the first president? And few. And I had American history. So
you knew
no
the
problem.
Answers.
Yeah.
I can tell that you're so proud to be an American. And so are all the people because they ask me, what does that mean on your dad's license plate? What do you have on your truck, Dad?
Oh, the license AP for April 1951.
And that was the first time you stepped foot in America.
Yeah. I was going to put April 6, but...
No room on the license plate?
Yeah, they say you cannot do that. So, AP, 1951.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.